I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Two Turkish Christians charged with insulting Turkishness are standing trial even as Pope Benedict XVI arrives in Turkey for a visit. He's hoping to defuse tensions, but InterServe's Doug Van Bronckhorst says all of this just highlights the pressure their team members are facing.
The pressure for them is that they might get kicked out of the country if their Christian activity becomes offensive to somebody locally where they are. The real pressure, of course, is on Turkish Christians who face much more dangerous consequences than that. As illustrated by these two men on trial, they can actually be imprisoned.
Next, police in Orissa State have arrested a young pastor after he prayed for a woman suffering from tuberculosis and kidney problems. She was the wife of a Hindu leader. This arrest is just one example of the difficulties facing Christians in that predominantly Hindu nation. Operation Mobilization's Peter Dance says it hasn't affected the growth of the church.
We're finding churches are being planted all across the country. I think now we're around 2,500 new churches, and many thousands upon thousands of new believers are coming into the kingdom because of one form of outreach or another.
And Mission Aviation Fellowship's Learning Technologies Division is reaching out to small remote churches without benefit of a plane. Their objective is to help missions and seminaries generate their own distance learning training materials. The answer? The DigiStudy. It's like a commentary providing in-depth Bible studies as well as cross-referencing capabilities in several languages, including Arabic. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Christmas is approaching. For a gift of any amount, M&N is making available the CD called Christmas, Let the Earth Rejoice, that will keep the true meaning of Christmas alive in your home. Get a copy by calling 1-800-995-4828. You can also get one at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.